I know you want to remain anonymous. Are you able to tell us about what led you to making that step towards making a request, please?
I had been, so the person that I made the Claire's Law request about, I'd known them for about 6 years. So the relationship was, you know, a very long time. We wasn't always dating. It was only this year that we started dating. I'd spoken to a family member of mine, and she had actually completed a Claire's Law request, and she suggested, from obviously when I would speak to her about the relationship, why don't you do a Claire's Law request? So I did that, and I just searched it online, went on the police website, found it that way. So that's sort of, what led me up to it.
How did you feel making it?
I think sometimes, just as a female, you sometimes might lack confidence with the police. So I feel like, and also just speaking about things that are quite personal to you, it's always quite scary to talk about those things. So I would say I was nervous. I didn't really know the outcome, you know, like when I'd hear from someone.
Were you living with your partner at the time?
Not living with my partner at the time, no, which was, I guess, a good thing.
I mean, I know that it's completely confidential, but the moment you're putting those feelings out there, I can imagine that it's extremely worrying, the next steps of what happens.
Because
you'd be, I can imagine I would be worried, oh, what if they find out, what it, you know.
Yeah.
Did you feel secure in the help that was provided and the stages of the request going forward?
Yeah, so initially I would say that I was a bit sort of concerned if she would find out. And then once I'd spoke to Cheska for the first time, and she explained how, you know, the service works, I asked her loads of questions, it almost became a bit like I was sort of interviewing her at the end. I felt a lot more confident, like, just for going through the service. I think as well, I don't know if it was just her, because I could have, I don't know if I had spoken to somebody else, maybe I would have felt different, but she really made me feel like so relaxed. She said, you know, I could call her anytime, and things like that. She also referred me to a domestic violence service called Athena, and they're sort of based in my area. So that was really good, really interesting. There was a lot of things that sort of came out of the first chat that I had with Cheska, which, you know, I wouldn't have even said, like, oh yeah, like, I was emotionally abused. I didn't even look at it like that. So yeah, I do think it was good, because she definitely, like, reassured me that, like, you know, what I was saying was, and how I was feeling was, like, correct and things like that. So yeah.
And I'm guessing that it gives you the help to move away from your partner. You've obviously made the request and you're getting the help, but the time comes when you have to say to your partner that, you know, you don't want contact with them anymore.
I think, I don't think it's as easy as saying that anyone that does the Claire's Law request will, you know, get out of the situation straight away. I think I was still in contact with her even up until sort of last week. And then she's like, it takes a lot, because the first step is obviously reaching out. And then there's that process of like, okay, well, how do I let this person go? And what if they do keep contacting me, or things like that? So it was a bit of a slow burnout, and I sort of hoped that it might sort of fizzle out, but at the same time, when there's like emotions and feelings involved, because a lot of the time you care about your abuser, so it is really difficult to just completely cut them off. And I think it'd be worse for anyone that, say, has children with this, like, their partner, or even lives with them. So in my situation, it was probably a little bit easier that I don't live with them or have children with them or anything like that.
There was an ITV drama where this is brought to the forefront. Does that help? Did that help you?
I definitely do think that, I personally hadn't watched the programme, but there are other programmes that I've watched that definitely give you an insight. Even there was one, I think, on BBC called Murder by My Boyfriend. That was something that I think a lot of people have seen. I think it was quite a few years ago now. But even then, like, when you watch something like that and you can say maybe relate to those things, or you're quite shocked by them, because obviously a lot of things are behind closed doors. But I do think they are good because it does raise awareness as much as it's a difficult watch. Yeah, I do think it makes people, it starts to make people sort of maybe look at their situation and think, oh, well, maybe that's not quite right, or things like that.
What would your message be to someone who's listening to this and they feel, I'm in exactly the same situation, but I'm too scared to even make an inquiry into Claire's Law?
I would say, especially from the fact that I have made the inquiry, if you do it online, it's definitely a lot easier. Because obviously, you know, you don't have to walk into a police station and feel like you're being watched or followed or anything like that. And it is really, like, I felt like I was doing it anonymously, even though, you know, they had my details and things like that. I would say do it. It's a step forward. You don't have to, once you speak to whoever contacts you regarding your request, you don't have to continue with it, but definitely just making the first step is always a good thing. And once you speak to whoever you speak to, they can sort of tell you, you know, if what you're going through is, you know, abuse. So a lot of the times people don't realise what they are going through is abuse. But yeah, I would say to just go for it.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. I think it makes all the difference hearing from someone who's actually been through it.